Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I need to apologize, folks, for all the less than satisfying apologies we heard this week down in Washington. I don't want to relive them myself, but Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick tells us, don't worry, D.C. is the land of oops.
Jamie Dimon is head of J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan lost $2 billion or more on bad bets using derivatives.
This portfolio morphed into something that, rather than protect the firm, created new and potentially larger risks. As a result, we've let a lot of people down, and we are very sorry for it.
Democratic Senator Carl Levin has been going hard at Wall Street. He's also seen a lot of apologies to a lot of committees, and I asked him, how did Jamie Dimon's apology strike you?
Smart.
Contrite?
Smart.
So cagey, but not sincere.
Smart.
Smart.
Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
So Dimon was smart. Investors are watching. More important, regulators are watching. And they're still deciding how hard to crack down on the very kinds of trades Dimon was called on the carpet to answer for. Does Dimon really think he did something wrong? Hard to tell. It's right to apologize if you've done wrong or if you're responsible for other people who've done wrong on your watch. And Congress is a great place to do it. The cameras are on. The media is waiting. The lawmakers incredulous. Listen to this. Just 2 months ago, Martha Johnson, former head of the GSA, she didn't personally go to Las Vegas or spend $800,000 of taxpayer money on parties. But still,
I personally apologize to the American people. As the head of the agency, I am responsible. I deeply regret this. I will mourn for the rest of my life the loss of my appointment.
Would Carl Levin call that smart? Johnson was out. She had nothing left to lose. If you were in the room, you'd have had a hard time doubting her sincerity. How about not smart? Tony Hayward was CEO of BP America when the Deepwater Horizon well exploded in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. In June, in front of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Hayward said this.
The explosion and fire aboard the Deepwater Horizon and the resulting oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico never should have happened. And I'm deeply sorry that it did.
Everyone covered it. Hayward apologizes. But then this. Congressman Joe Barton, Republican of Texas, issued an apology of his own to Tony Hayward.
I apologize. I do not want to live in a country where any time a citizen or a corporation does something that is legitimately wrong, is subject to some sort of political pressure. So I apologize.
Now, the public was in no mood to hear an elected official apologize to the head of BP. GOP leaders felt they had no choice. That apology, it cost Barton his chairmanship of the powerful Energy and Commerce Committee. There are so many others. Think about it. John Corzine after MF Global. Akio Toyoda after safety lapses at his company, Toyota. The list goes on in our nation's official apology stage. But you know, the most memorable apologies to me are the ones that never came. In 2005, Baltimore Orioles slugger Rafael Palmeiro waved his finger at the House Government Reform Committee. "I've never used steroids, period," he said. No apology. Months later, Palmeiro tested positive. Then he said sorry. And in 2010, Charlie Rangel said this to the Ethics Committee.
I have made serious mistakes.
You hear that? I've made mistakes. But no, I'm sorry for what I did. You already know how this works. A lot of political apologies are just part of a PR strategy. Some are smart. Some are stupid. Many never come at all. And a precious few are really sincere. Mostly, when you hang around Congress, you learn how not to say, I'm sorry.
What's the phrase? Congress means never having to say you're sorry. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.